USA Radio News.
Time is running out for people to evacuate in advance of Hurricane Florence as it approaches the southeastern United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
The forecast tells us that Florence's storm surge will drown many homes. Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
The mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, Bill Sappho, says all the water will complicate cleanup.
This thing may be an event that sticks around for 36 to 48 hours with four different high tides, a tremendous amount of water. We're going to have a lot of inland flooding, so we're going to have a lot of people after this event is over with that will want to come back into the area. They're going to have to come into the area to clean this place up after the storm passes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
Time is running out for people to evacuate in advance of Hurricane Florence as it approaches the southeastern United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
The forecast tells us that Florence's storm surge will drown many homes. Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
The mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, Bill Sappho, says all the water will complicate cleanup.
This thing may be an event that sticks around for 36 to 48 hours with four different high tides, a tremendous amount of water. We're going to have a lot of inland flooding, so we're going to have a lot of people after this event is over with that will want to come back into the area. They're going to have to come into the area to clean this place up after the storm passes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at discouraging foreign interference in U.S. elections by authorizing sanctions against any offending nation. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Anybody that we think is engaged in something that interferes with the elections or is complicit with it could find their assets blocked.
U.S. intelligence suggests several nations could attempt to influence U.S. elections, including Russia, China, and North Korea. McDonald's employees in 10 states are planning a one-day walkout next week to prod the company into doing something on the topic of job sexual harassment. Labor lawyer Mary Joyce Carlson has worked with some of the women who filed EEOC complaints.
Unwelcome sexual advances, texting lewd messages, propositioning, grabbing, sexual innuendo, the whole gambit.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A stolen famous painting has been returned to the family which originally owned it. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The FBI says the priceless Renoir painting called Two Women in a Garden was looted from a Paris bank vault by the Nazis back in 1941. It's been returned to Sylvie Sulitzer, the last remaining heir of Alfred Weinberger. Weinberger was a prominent art collector in pre-war France. The handoff taking place Wednesday at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City.